If you fight and unite your community, you can win. How we campaigned and won a new hospital in Ascot. Voluntary purse. Members of Save Heatherwood Hospital campaign, SH, and Bracknell Socialist Party in 2011. A small group of activists from Ascot, Bracknell and Windsor became seriously concerned that we could lose our local hospital, Heatherwood. We had already seen it lose its A&D status, and other cuts to its services were being discussed by the local NHS establishment. We were further alarmed by a consultation document shaping the future and proposals to close the minor injuries unit, maternity unit, and changes to the rehabilitation ward. So we decided to form a community action group, Save Heatherwood Hospital, SH. SH campaigned relentlessly against the local NHS establishment, Bracknell Forest Council, and local Tory MPs. We live in an area with no recent history of struggle. The hospital is in Ascot High Street, right opposite Verratza Course, blue chip land. Our first job was to get residents on side and convince them that we could and would save our hospital. We took our petition around, and, after a faltering start, we soon had people signing in droves, ultimately securing about 24,000 names. We arranged two marches and rallies right through the heart of Ascot, as well as a car cavalcade, street theater, lobbies, and interviews with local TV and radio. We fully engaged with the consultation, which offered four options, three of which included closing Heatherwood. We won the argument against closure, but they still ignored us. We suffered some setbacks. We lost the minor injuries unit, which was privatized and moved out of the hospital. The maternity unit and mental health ward were also moved out. It was clear that closure was looming. However, our campaigning and pressure began to bear fruit. The local hospital trust met with us and agreed that Heatherwood Hospital had a future. Not only was it considering saving the existing hospital, but it wanted to build a new hospital on the same site. This proposed new hospital didn't meet all our demands. It would be smaller, with no return of lost services, and no R&D. However, we had traveled a long way, from no hospital at all to a new smaller unit, but a hospital nonetheless. The final barrier was planning permission from Windsor and Maidenhead Council. We heard that a planning officer was going to recommend against us, but we mobilized to lobby the planning meeting, which overwhelmingly found in our favor. We celebrated outside Heatherwood Hospital. After over 10 years of campaigning, the new hospital has just opened. It's not a perfect result, and we must be vigilant that we keep this hospital in the NHS, but we have shown that if you fight and unite, your community can win. A big thank you for helping us reaching our fighting fund target. We want to say a big thank you to everyone who helped us reach our fighting fund target for the first quarter of 2022. The final figures will be reported in next week's issue of The Socialist. The Socialist Party is putting forward an alternative to the many crises facing the working class. In the last few weeks, we had the war in Ukraine, a worsening of the cost of living crisis, and the offensive attack on workers by the bosses, including the sacking of 800 P&O workers. We say it doesn't have to be like this. We are helping to build campaigns to increase our pay and living conditions. We are also standing as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, and boldly putting forward an electoral challenge in the May elections. Keep supporting and donating to us to get our socialist message out as widely as possible. Whether this is through the pages of The Socialist or our leaflets, placards, posters and banners. All of this costs money, and reaching our fighting fund target gives us the money to produce all this material. At the start of March, with 4 weeks to go, we were on 47% of our target. Our members and supporters have pulled out all the stops to raise money to spread our socialist ideas far and wide. At the Wales Socialist Party Conference and the regional conferences in Southern and Southeast and Yorkshire, we had tremendous fighting fund appeals. Despite the difficult weather conditions in the first couple of months, we had good responses on our campaigning stalls and demonstrations, on a whole range of issues from nationalising the energy companies, fighting the pay cuts hitting workers, like the Just Eat strikers, to ending the war in Ukraine, and defending the NHS. Reaching our target has been a brilliant achievement, but the fight for socialism continues in the next quarters, and so will our fundraising. Help us to kickstart the new quarter that begins on the 6th of April by making a donation now. And if you agree with us and a member, join us now. Socialist Party Finance Department.